In 1994, I received the details of the map of how ascension happens, the map of how ascension is happening now. What I was shown were the stepping stones, the major landmarks which will happen. Obviously, much preparation is happening on an individual level, preparing people, each individually and collectively, in clusters of souls, to arrive at the initial stepping stone. All energy which exists within the space-time continuum is of the Dove. As in the creation story, energy was taken from the Dove in order to create the planets, the stars, the atmosphere. All energy within the system is of the Dove. The first process of ascension is to bring together all the aspects of the Dove to recreate the Dove. In the beginning of time, as time was being created, the Dove was exploded unexpectedly. It was like a jigsaw puzzle, its pieces being scattered and torn and separated, one from the next, one from the other. The effect of this tearing was to tear apart pieces of memory, to scatter them so far apart that they would lose sight of awareness that there ever had been a collective memory. The process of ascension is to regroup these pieces of the Dove, to recreate, to reconstruct the Dove, so that the Dove can fly free home again. The steps that I've been shown, which are the details of the map of the ascension, I'm to refer to as conclaves and caravans. The first wave of the Dove, entering into what was to become the space-time continuum, was the beak of the Dove. It was a formation of 48 plus 2. I will explain the two. It was a formation of 48, what we might now call, souls. Very specific, precise souls. These souls remember the path of the beak of the ascension Dove. They charted the course of the Dove into what became the space-time continuum, and they will reverse that path and chart the course of the Dove home. The first landmark or stepping stone in the huge and massive inclusive ascension process is the coming together again of the 48 plus 2, the beak of the Dove. All of these souls are now incarnate here on planet Earth. All of them have a connection somehow into the pool of 48 souls. Some of them have met in this lifetime. Some of them have worked together. I am shown that this is the first time in all of time that these 48 souls have been incarnate at the same time. Before coming into this incarnation, these 48 souls stopped over, so to speak, on the planet Venus, as if they grouped under a tree for a last council meeting before incarnating. The purpose of this council meeting was to pull in all memory they would require in order to complete their mission here. That council meeting was also a final opportunity for any one of them to acquiesce, to step aside, to say no. None of them did, for in the state of consciousness, beyond the sleepfulness which is earth time, they all knew fully in the core of their beings, emanating outwards in all directions, that this is why they came here first. The first major step in the ascension process will be the regrouping of these 48 souls. The regrouping process is what I have been brought to call the conclave. All waves of souls which entered into the space-time continuum at the beginning of time, as time was being created, will regroup through a similar process. Each wave of the ascension dove will have its conclave. The first wave of the ascension dove landed, energetically speaking, near what is known as London, England. This is where they will regroup. The purpose of regrouping is to bring them into absolute, lucid, total clarity and remembrance of their task. Their task is to become a singular united beacon for planet Earth and its inhabitants. To remember through the beak the journey home. The conclave process for the London Beak, as I do call it, has been shown to me as a four-day one. I have been brought to understand that 4 days means 4 days in time as we now know it, though this may change. I will describe here the four-day process. This process will change and alter slightly for the waves which follow, as when each wave completes its process of awakening, not only do the members or beings or souls within the wave reawaken to a state of being, enlightenment, they too create a wake for others, meaning with each successive wave, it's simpler, easier for others to awake. Imagine a cross-country skier. Substitute this for another image if it fits your culture better. The first in a series of cross-country skiers will break the trail. This is hard work, heavy, deep snow, though brilliant white. Much perspiration, much toil, much commitment goes into breaking trail. The second skier on the path glides, and the third and fourth, increasingly so. The path comes slick, it's obvious. How to follow on the path. There is no effort to create it or to listen in to know it. One simply follows on the tail that precedes it. Do you see now? We create a beacon for each other. The London Beak, the beak of the Ascension Dove, has, in a sense, the most challenging role to play for one reason. It flies blind. It has no others flying afore it for to follow. All it has is inner knowing and its trust. Each successive wave has one to follow sometimes many, many before it. Much proof, we might call this. Proof, in fact, that there's a path. So much happens in the ascension process to reawaken and rekindle others' memory. It comes simpler with each step. The conclave of the London Beak I do remember vividly. I've been taken there already. I do know it. It has happened energetically, for I did see it in 1994, in the springtime when I was shown it. I felt it in my entire body. I was there. I saw it, heard it, tasted it. It is alive. The first of the 4 days of the London Beaks conclave, their ascension gathering, which will happen when they are ready to awaken totally, never to return again to the state of sleepfulness. When they're ready to release the anchor, the gravity within the mind, and remember all that is eternity and fly there now. The first day of 4 of the London Beaks conclave gathering is simply a reacquaintance thing. Of the 4 days, it's the only one that seems like Earth existence. 'Twill be the first time in this lifetime that these souls do gather like this in their bodies, all together, side by side and in a circle. It will seem like a party, a social gathering, a day, an evening, all together. It will seem somewhat like a 3D gathering, in the sense that to the degree that they're still holding onto Earth time, they will perceive each other in this manner, meaning they will recognize each other through their Earth shadows, meaning through their incarnation here this time, meaning through their appearance. This is the gentlest part of the conclave. No expectation, simply gathering. On the second day, the work begins. The second day is called the meeting. The London Beak will gather in a room of physical sense, in which there is an oval table. 24 will sit around this table, the other 24 behind them. Memory begins now, for they will know precisely where it is they sit. The group at 4 around the table are the forward aspect of the beak. The group behind them at the table are the back part of the beak. All the work is shared, the navigation. They all know it, collectively. The day begins with invocations, several. They will remember these. The invocations lead them into trance. Unique this is, collective trance. They become one mind again. They become one energy. In this trance, the healing happens. they release all memory of karmic past, all wounds, all persecutions, all the heaviness is let go, released. It will seem as if they're all together, seeing each other's lifetimes simultaneously. Not one alone and then another, no, all at once, they will see all the wounds they must release. At the end of this one process, they will be fully present in the moment, all energy now returning home. The next event, or so to speak, within the meeting will be this. It will seem like a pressure on the back of belly, meaning a pushing hand upon the lower back, laboring out, squeezing out, pushing forth something, an energy from the belly onto the table, so to speak. This is called the birthing process. For each one within the London Beak does carry a particular piece of their blueprint. Each one has a piece to share, all encoded with their memory of how to anchor the ascension on the planet Earth here now. All these pieces swim together, form a blueprint which they see. Now they have their memory back of what it is they are to do to lift the other humans up back into their own memory. This is called their caravan. The meeting then is now complete. The next 2 days of the London Beak Conclave are a very magical process. Until this time, the only people in the room have been the 48 of London Beak plus the two. The two are gatekeepers, bridges between the waves. The two in this wave, like all others, are of the wave that follows this, meaning the two in the London Beak equation of 48 plus 2 belong, shall we say, to the second wave, the New York wave. They play a very significant task. The two, the gatekeepers, function as a filter. Their job, energetically, is to monitor all energies arriving at the door of this meeting. In other words, their job is to filter energies, discerning which come in and which stay out. You see, there's more than 48. 48 are now in body. Many more are disincarnate, have been in body, maybe not. They too are of the London Beak. And so the task of the gatekeepers is to recognize and let in all energies which are of this frequency, the ray of golden white. Each wave of the ascension dove has its own frequency. You will know to sense it, remember it, when it's your time. Each has a color. The London Beaks is golden white. The New York waves is silver blue. All other waves have their own color, oranges, greens, and many others. Each wave can be discerned can be felt energetically by you when it's your time. You will know this. And so the gatekeepers play a special function. They're a bridge between one wave and the next. You see, each wave must focus absolutely, totally upon its task. No focus out, no gazing past the bounds of its own work. Totally focused in to come out again, back into the world. This means the role of gatekeepers is to bridge between the waves and to connect them. They are a link, a vital link, to hold the waves energetically together. The 48 plus 2 after the meeting will be in what I'm to call retreat, cocooned, secluded, no one else but them again. They will eat and sleep and be together for the next 2 days to complete, to seal their awakening. This is when enlightenment happens. The process of the conclaves, when seen above, when overviewed, is like a turning upside down. Those enter in earth form, orientation as little ones, as simply people, are turned around like upside down and come out as gods, like Muhammad, Buddha, Jesus Christ, and others who have walked the planet. They are enlightened, for they never again return to earthly vision. They are lifted into a perspective that allows them to understand and see all others on the planet in a simple fashion within the Dove, and so they guide it. So at the end of London Beak's conclave process, 'twill be as if there are 48 souls within a Jesus being, a Buddha, a Muhammad, all together united in their vision. On a practical level, things do happen, for these souls remember unified task, the blueprint which they birthed upon the table in the meeting, in collective trance. And so all resources, they become pooled in unison, in union, into this. All energies shared, all monies golden. There is one within each conclave, in each wave, who plays the function of a funnel, bringing in more energy, more resources, for energy is simply light. Magical things will happen in these 2 days, for in becoming Jesus figures, meaning having body yet being enlightened, enlightened meaning having perspective, knowing from the upside down, no longer confused in torment turmoil as are humans so commonly. What this means is functions are no longer needed, and so they are let go again. Meaning, certain functions were placed within the human body when it was created at commencement of space-time. Certain functions held us here in physical form, required such energy to fuel them, we had none left for our memory. Functions such as these are burdens, no longer needed after conclaves. Senses, range of frequency will be expanded, will begin to communicate beyond the bounds of 3D abilities. When the conclave's over, they'll be in fullness, the 48 and partway, too. This will be an act of magic, a miracle, 'twill be called by some. For the 48 will still seem human in physical form, and yet they'll be pure light, pure memory, here to serve all other souls back into awakening. The final 2 days of the London Beaks Conclave I'm being shown is televised. It goes global. Very precise way this will happen, so it's protected energetically. Not all people will relate yet. Many will not know to switch it on. This is fine. Their wave's not called yet. You see, the whole awakening, it is triggered in a perfect sequencing. The first few waves awaken first. Others, they are left to sleep, for it may take time for all to happen, and if a soul awakes before its time, then it must wait. And waiting, it is hard, you see. And so much trust is needed in this. Trust and knowing it is fine if some do sleep. To focus on oneself, one's own awakening. This is how you become the beacon, become the light for them to see. 'Tis not about them, 'tis about you. You're the one you need to waken. No one else. It's just about you.